Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 82 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts. Leaders in Rowan County are hoping to pair with an organization to help those suffering from addiction. A church in Fleming County is planning to give out backpacks and other supplies to help students prepare for the upcoming school year. Businesses in Lexington have teamed up to help people in recovery. The Kentucky Housing Corporation is still offering assistance to renters and landlords. Yesterday marked the first day in months the state has reported over 1,000 new COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, Senator Mitch McConnell is calling for unvaccinated Americans to get the COVID-19 shot. Clear skies tonight with a low of 61 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. Leaders in Rowan County are hoping to pair with a recovery organization to help those suffering from addiction. The community has seen a rise in overdoses in recent months, which means emergency medical staff and the sheriff's department must attend each call. Rowan County Judge Executive Harry Clark says often overdose victims refuse treatment, which means they begin using. He hopes to create a response team for the community by collaborating with the Fletcher Group.
So these folks would be capable and able and qualified to talk to somebody that's overdosed. Another part of that piece of the puzzle is that sometimes the Sheriff's Department goes out on calls that the individual is mentally unstable, and that whether that's either drug-induced or just mentally unstable. So they really are not trained counselors. They really don't have the ability. They've got two choices. They either leave them or they have to put them in jail.
Although the fiscal court has not yet voted on the partnership, Clark believes it would be an effective step forward in fighting the opioid crisis. The Tri-County Animal Shelter in Clearfield is almost at maximum capacity. Employees there are hoping to see more adoptions soon. As of now, the shelter has stopped the intake of cats due to overcrowding, with little room left for dogs as well. Nicole Mead is an animal control assistant at the shelter.
Some of the animals can go home the same day if they're already fixed. Others, that you'll have to wait, usually no longer than a week, to get them altered. But the adoption fee is $100 for dogs and $55 for cats. And that covers getting them fixed, microchipping, and vaccinated.
Mead adds overcrowding can cause health concerns for the animals in the facility, with diseases spreading easily from animal to animal. More information on adopting a dog or cat can be found on the Tri-County Animal Shelter's Facebook page. A church in Fleming County is planning to give out backpacks filled with school supplies to help students prepare for the new year. The Flemingsburg First United Methodist Church will be hosting a back-to-school carnival early next month, where they will distribute backpacks to students who need one. They're filled with notebooks, folders, pencils, paper, and several other school items. Robbie Shrout is the senior pastor there. He says in the meantime, the church is accepting donations towards the effort.
We've actually had quite a bit of involvement, not only from our church members, but from the community and the communities around us, as far as giving of school supplies and donations that way, but also monetary donations as well. And we would gladly accept either of those forms of donations.
Shrout says donations will be accepted up through the day of the carnival, which is set for August 7th. More information can be found on the church's Facebook page. Central and eastern Kentucky have seen a 7-10% rise in annual precipitation in the last decade. While more rainfall can produce higher yielding crops, these wetter conditions also make it harder for farmers to get out and manage fields, leading to issues of disease and bugs. Chad Lee is the director of the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence at the University of Kentucky. Lee tells WKYT farmers are beginning to reduce the tilling of their fields and introducing cover crops in the off-season to combat the erosion problem.
Fields that don't have a cover crop or some sort of heavy residue, even if they're no-till, have had some erosion take place, and we haven't seen that before. So even the big step of no-till isn't enough with the rainfall that we're getting now.
Another way farmers are battling against climate change is with genetically modified organisms, which help farmers have more success and doesn't affect humans or animals. Shepherd's House and TaylorMade Farm in Lexington teamed up to help those overcoming addiction. The 90-day program allows people going through recovery to work on the horse farm and learn the skills of a groom. Once a person graduates, they're offered a job with Taylor's company. Guy Hugelit is the chair of the board of directors at Shepherd's House. He tells WKYT the farm industry impacts the community.
They're teaching these young men and women that they work out here the basics, the vocational training of working in the thoroughbred industry. What better place for that than right here in the bluegrass, the thoroughbred capital of the world?
Shepherd's House is holding its annual fundraising event, Run for Recovery, this Saturday at Keeneland. The Kentucky Housing Corporation is still offering assistance to renters and landlords. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
The Healthy at Home Eviction Relief Fund was designed to help Kentucky tenants and landlords with getting their bills paid. Officials say the program is anticipated to operate through the next year. According to Wave 3 News, eligible tenants must live in a Kentucky county, minus Jefferson and Fayette counties, and gross income cannot exceed 80% of the area median income. Assistance for payments must have proof of past due bills or an eviction notice. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for Morehead State Public Radio comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum, and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, and mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Morehead, Rowan County, and Morehead State University.
Yesterday marked the first day in months the Commonwealth of Kentucky has reported over 1,000 new cases in COVID-19 infections. 1,054 new cases were published in the daily report from the state, putting the total number of cases since the start of the pandemic at over 471,000. The last time more than 1,000 cases were reported in the state was in early March. The announcement comes just a day after a press conference held by Governor Andy Beshear, where he issued new masking recommendations for Kentucky citizens. The governor reported COVID-19 cases being up in the state 76% week to week, along with a 5% positivity rate. Of the new cases, 217 are people age 18 or younger, 347 individuals are hospitalized due to complications with the virus, with 112 in the ICU and 44 on ventilators. The full report from yesterday can be viewed online at kycovid19.ky.gov. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling on unvaccinated Americans to take the COVID-19 shot. WMKY's Hallie Adams has the story.
As cases skyrocket through the nation, McConnell says nearly all the new virus hospitalizations in the U.S. are among people who have not been vaccinated. McConnell urges Americans to ignore the demonstrably bad advice coming from pundit and others against the vaccines. He says that without higher vaccination participants, citizens might face another round of high infection rates and government mandates. As a survivor of childhood polio, McConnell has been one of the most outspoken members of the Republican Party to urge Americans to get vaccinated. From WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams.
A new dangerous TikTok trend is going viral. The dry scooping challenge is encouraging people to swallow dry protein powder on video. Tech expert Dave Hatter tells WXIX he's advising parents to monitor smartphone apps.
So as a parent, like, how do you even know about these things? How do you stay ahead of it? It's really hard, and it's really disturbing, and I don't know why any adult would put out this kind of content knowing there's going to be children and young adults who are going to see this and say, oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I think I'll try that.
He says parents can download security and parental control apps to keep an eye on their children's activity online. A national petition asking the Biden administration to cancel $50,000 in student debt has acquired more than 28,000 signatures. The petition focuses on student debt held by black women, a group which is most likely to borrow loans but do not make enough to pay off debt, regardless of their degree. Shakia Sherry Donaldson is the executive director of the nonprofit 1,000 Women Strong. She says the campaign is an opportunity to build wealth for Black families.
For our current families, but also to invest in things such as property, real estate, starting our own businesses that all require capital or some type of loan process, but we are completely shut out because we are holding the burden of student debt.
Sherry Donaldson says the group hopes to get Kamala Harris on their side with her background as the first female Black and Asian American vice president. The Biden administration has proposed the abolishment of an amendment related to abortion. The Hyde Amendment keeps federal funds from paying for abortions except to save a woman's life or if the pregnancy arose from rape or incest. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron tells WBKO he opposes the idea.
That would open up federal funding, your tax dollars, the viewers' tax dollars, to fund abortions. In my judgment, that is anathema to the values of Kentuckians all across our 120 counties.
Supporters of the proposal say the Hyde Amendment leaves 7.8 million women aged 15 to 49 with Medicaid coverage, but without abortion coverage. Half of those affected are women of color. A new shop in downtown Pikeville called Appcycled is turning secondhand apparel into upcycled, one-of-a-kind fashion statements. The shop, which was previously only an online store doing custom apparel orders, has blossomed into a growing business and will soon include a physical location at 242 2nd Street. Pikeville Main Street Director Minta Trimble tells WYMT everyone is excited to see unique businesses like Appcycled prosper.
It's a form of art. It's a creative, I think, just passion that she, and an ability that she has, because you can take those things and visualize and create it on, a fabric. And I think Jasmine's passion and just her ability to be able to show that to us is going to be something that people in this area haven't seen before. So I'm just really excited that we have that sustainable and that just repurposed and, like I said, pre-loved passion of hers.
Appcycled is scheduled to open in mid to late August. More information about the shop is available on their website and Facebook page. And taking an extended look at your region's weather forecast, tonight mostly clear with a low around 61. Thursday, widespread haze, otherwise sunny with a high near 83. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. Friday, sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 62. Saturday, sunny with a high near 88. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 88. Sunday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy skies with a low around 69. And for your Monday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 88. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.